the call of Matthew that we hear in the gospel today is a beautiful reminder of the primacy of God's grace. Matthew doesn't go and seek out Jesus and do all of this work up front and then present himself to Jesus, who then, because Matthew got himself to a certain level, then accepts him as a disciple. Matthew is at his customs post, and there the Lord meets him and calls him. And Matthew does respond. He leaves that old life behind, but he does that only as a response to what the Lord first did for him. The Pharisees are upset because Jesus is eating with Matthew and his friends, those who are tax collectors and sinners. And they complain, and we know well the Lord wanting them to understand and appreciate that grace has to have primacy, says to them with this very familiar image, if I'm a spiritual physician, remember that I didn't come only for those who are well, but I came for the sick. And obviously it would be ridiculous if a doctor said, I only take on patients who are well. That makes no sense. We all have a pre-existing condition spiritually. It's called original sin. And to think that we could only first approach the Lord if we somehow healed ourselves, it doesn't work that way. It can't. We can't fix sin on our own. Matthew does respond, and he does leave that life behind. And we have to acknowledge that. It wouldn't be a good thing for a doctor to visit with someone who's sick, to prescribe what they need to be healed, and for that person to say, this is great, I won't take the medicine, but I'm gonna go away feeling a lot better because I saw the doctor. Like it's good to see the doctor, it's good when the doctor reaches you, but we do have to respond. But the response follows from the call of grace, the Lord reaching out to us. Like St. Paul says, God proves his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So he didn't come to die only for the righteous, because there's no way to be righteous apart from the grace poured out from the cross. So his grace has primacy, but we do have to respond. And that's always the proper ordering. It's for myself that praying around this, it always gets me thinking about just the reality of where most people are. Most of our wedding couples who show up for marriage prep, they're not in the place spiritually where they should be. Most of them are already cohabitating, and got to start with them there and hopefully bring them along. Most of our families who show up for any other kind of sacramental prep, most, not all, certainly, but it is certainly more than 50% are not where you would want them, where the church would want them to be. And so you have to meet them there, and hopefully we provide good enough sacramental preparation that is evangelizing enough that calls them to make that response. That's what makes it so hard. And it would be far easier to be able to say, look, the only people that we're gonna work with for marriage prep or any other sacramental prep are the people who have already just gotten all the heavy lifting out of the way. but we can't do that, because they can't take care of that heavy lifting spiritually without the grace and the mercy that the Lord offers. It's just hard. On the one hand, it's wonderful for me to remember, Lord, thank you that you step into our messy lives and call us and give us a grace that can heal and all of that. I want that, but it sure is hard on the parish side to live that out, just in terms of the patience that's needed, while also reminding people there is a response. It's not just what he does. We have to respond. In all of this, it's a good day to ask Matthew to pray for us, that we might remember the primacy of God's grace while also remembering that there's a moment for each of us when we have to get up and leave the old life behind and follow him.